Did you know that kinky wellness is integral to your self-development? Hi, welcome to The Partition, home of kinky wellness, the ultimate destination to explore the integral connection between kinky wellness and your personal development. I'm your host and kinky wellness coach, Dana Shergill, and I'm here to show why kinky sexual wellness deserves a rightful spot within the wellness conversation. Don't forget to join me each Monday as I bring on a special guest to dive into specific aspects of kinky wellness. So let's strip away the shame and taboo together and have an open conversation about it. Hey, welcome back. And thank you for waiting for this episode. I know on Monday there was a problem with the upload, but because of the long weekend, I didn't catch it till Wednesday. And since I want you guys to have two nights in between Monday's and Wednesday's episode, alas, here we are. But in this episode, I'm actually going to be doing things off the books because I'm breaking down my opinions and review on the 2009 Hollywood blockbuster, The Ugly Truth. This romantic comedy stars Gerard Butler, who plays a character named Mike, and Katherine Heigl, who plays a character named Abby. Now, moving forward, I'm going to assume that you've seen this movie. So if you haven't seen it, just don't listen to this episode or take a moment here and pause, go watch the movie and then come back to the episode. Or if you don't particularly care about spoilers, then keep calm and carry on and enjoy the show. So right off the bat, I've seen this movie once before, but I don't really remember it. I think I saw it right when it came out. But I do remember it being funny, which is why I wanted to rewatch it again and see how it holds up. And I'm really glad that I did, because after watching it, I've decided that Mike is the real victim in this film. Mike is the victim in this film, and it's not Abby. And this entire film is based on an outrageous lie, which is that Mike is a misogynistic man, because that's fucking bullshit. This movie needs a new description. Even in the IMDb right now, description, it says, this film is about an uptight television producer named Abby, who takes control of a morning show segment on modern day relationships, which is quoted by host, a misogynistic man named Mike. And even in the film, Abby describes Mike as a misogynistic that is, quote, represents everything wrong with society within a work meeting. And for definition, misogynistic or misogyny means someone who has strong hate or prejudices against women. And Mike is far, far, far from a woman-hating man, which is why I'm going to be spending this episode on breaking down the things that is wrong with Abby. And in my opinion, things that Mike has said that I stand with. And really what Mike is doing is that he's simply telling the harsh truth, which is men and women view dating, sex, and attraction differently. And this doesn't mean it in a bad way, right? Differently doesn't mean good. It doesn't mean bad. It's just different. That's it. And although this film was made in 2009, it's still fucking relevant, because just as much as Abby's character has a really hard time hearing that men and women are different, I really believe that even now in 2024, some people really do have a hard time hearing this. They do. I don't know. Like, I've met women that want to overcomplicate men, and I've met men who just like can't see that women are just, we don't think the same. So it goes on both ends here. But I'm actually going to start with Abby, because clearly Abby suffers from some deep-rooted purity culture issues here, which is true, right? We have purity culture issues right now. And from my memory, this came up at least three times. The first time it came up for her was during her interaction with Mike, when he's trying to talk to her about masturbation. And when he's bringing up masturbation to her, she immediately shuts down. She brings on this attitude of disgust. She struggles to even use the words to describe her own body and masturbation in general. And she just clearly is having a very, very hard time. And throughout this interaction, Mike is like laughing. He's keeping it chill. And he finds out that Abby doesn't masturbate, to which Mike literally proves how good of a friend he is, because he finds out she isn't masturbating. And then he gifts her a vibrating panty set. And it's not to her. Like, in the card, it's literally like, it's to your bean, because that's what it was. It was, they were making jokes about, oh, are you gonna flick the bean and all this jazz. So he wrote it to her bean, not to her, which just again proves how good of a friend he is, because you guys know I'm a big believer in giving the gift of pleasure. And this is especially true for ladies, right? As you know from episode 90, benefits of the female orgasms, you should be orgasming a few times a week, right? And the second interaction that we see her purity culture issues arise is when she has this moment of regret and shame after telling Mike to do something on camera. So I'm going to use it as an example just in a minute here, but there's a scene where there's two girls in a bowl of Jell-O, and Abby says to Mike, suck the Jell-O off her finger, which he does. And she said this because in the room, she's all like, oh, if I'm going to do this, I might as well go all in. And in that moment, she used it to her advantage, right? This idea of sexualizing this scene. And when Mike gets out and he runs up to her at the end and he's all excited and he's saying how great of a team they were, and he's met with Abby's, you know, disgust. Here it is again, this like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I'm lowering my standard speech, like yada, yada, yada. Even though she knew in that moment that it was for her benefit, but she really struggled to in her personal life, right? It may have worked for her professional life, but personally, she was like, oh, I feel like I'm lowering my standards. And that was another thing she has to work through, right? Because it's clear her stress and anxiety over sex or flirtiness or sexual innuendos really bothers her. And that brings us to our next clear example of her suffering from this is she actually has a nightmare after doing this where she's telling the news, but naked. So there's like clouds over her. And, you know, again, she wakes up and she's stressed and she's like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And I just feel bad for her. I feel bad because since she has these purity culture issues, or she's been taught a certain way where anything sex related is just unpure, like we shouldn't be talking about it, hush, hush. And she's so worried about talking about it. She hinders herself from actually listening to the advice that Mike is giving, which is really what his character was popularized for, which was telling the ugly truth. But before I get into that, I just want to say watching people naked on the news is totally a thing. And it's a fantastic thing at that, actually. I actually was on Naked News twice. And no, I was not naked, but my news anchors were. And if you've actually watched Naked News, they deliver some pretty epic news. They deliver, in my opinion, better news than you see on your television right now. And it's actually really good. So, yeah. But now I'm going to get into all the things that I like that Mike said, because there was quite a few of them. Obviously, it's about difference of opinions. And we mentioned the Jell-O, and I just want to loop back to that because that was part of one of his examples that he gave about how men are quite simple and not in a bad way, right? Just they're just a little less complicated and more easy to please than women. And he was showing this example by having two different styles of dates. And the first date was a candlelit dinner, and it had matching tablecloths and matching napkins and its own private violinist. And on the second date was just two half-naked girls rolling around in Jell-O. And yes, before you roll your eyes, it was just about the fact that men are pretty easy to please, right? Like you don't need to go over and above, you know, they're creatures that are visual and they're drawn to the bigger picture, right? So they're going to look at maybe the whole body. They're not going to notice the small, intricate details of everything that women particularly do, which is fine, right? But what I love about Mike is that he is fairly controversial. And I would say that he's even controversial now, because a few of the things that he says definitely would ruffle some feathers. For instance, one of the things that he was pushing is that he very much was promoting a look that men are attracted to, but he wasn't saying in necessarily features. He was just saying, be fit, you know, just be fit. That's all he was saying. And before we jump down the skinny versus fat conversation, I do want to share my own experience, because this very much can get into a heated debate quickly, but I used to weigh like 60, 70 pounds heavier than I do now. Okay. And I never thought that I had a body problem image. Like I was, very much in part of that body positivity movement, love yourself, blah, blah, blah. But then when I actually did start actually loving myself, when you actually start caring about what you put into your body, that's when I started to lose the weight. And the attention that you get when you're larger versus skinny, yeah, I felt that. I really felt that. Nothing about me changed, just the weight. That's it. So in my own experience, I would side with Mike, but beyond that, I did it for health. And I see now when you actually do care about your body and you do pay attention and you do listen to it, I think that's the key. You can try to take care of your body all you want, but you have to listen to it first to get the best treatment. And the other thing that he might get busted for controversial is that there is one scene where he's telling Abby that she needs to fake noises during intercourse with her man and like make him believe that he is the star of the show. You know what I mean? And I know that there's a lot of people, at least in my what I see, wellness coaches, sexual wellness coaches, we do promote women not faking it. I promote women not faking it, but I also believe that there's different types of sex, right? So there's sometimes you're having sex for yourself, for you. It's what you're getting pleasure from. Sometimes you're coming together as a couple to experience things together. And sometimes you're having sex to please your partner, right? And I'm not opposed of giving on a good show when there's a time and a place because it's fun. Okay. And sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. Because honestly, when you're first starting to get into making noises in the bedroom, it can be very, very hard. So sometimes, yeah, like I said, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. So doing that can actually help you. But again, don't fake it every time and don't reinforce bad behavior. That's all I'm saying. Another thing that I agree with Mike is the whole concept of letting a man be a man. Now, stay with me with this one, okay? But there's a scene at the very beginning of the movie where it's two news anchors, right? And they're married and they're obviously struggling in their relationship. And long story short, basically, the man feels emasculated because his wife makes more money than him. Now, I'm not saying that men immediately feel emasculated when they're person makes more money than them. But the deeper issue was that he didn't feel that he was a provider anymore. And he wanted that role and he wanted to be the man and be the provider for his wife. And he felt like he didn't have that anymore. And when Mike pointed that back out, that, the bedroom is a good place to let the man be the man and, all this jazz, it put some balance back into their relationship. And that's the key point of what I want to bring up here. It's not so much who makes more money or who doesn't. It's about the power balance. We come back to the power dynamics within relationships. Regardless if you say you practice BDSM or kink or not, every relationship has aspects of power dynamics. And regardless if you self-identify as BDSM or a kink player or not, if you are in a relationship, any relationship has power dynamic struggles in it. Every single one, especially when you first move in with someone, right? And you're trying to gain dominance of over the house of where things are going to go or how things are going to be done. Because the fact is, we all have our own routines. And so there's a bit of this period here where you have to balance the power dynamics in that relationship. And sometimes the power dynamics in the relationship do go a bit unbalanced. So it's up to you and your partner to make sure that they are balanced to how it works for you guys. And honestly, I feel like a lot of men could relate to actually the husband news anchor because he felt like he wasn't a provider. And honestly, the term provider now has changed for 2024. And at least in the studies that I've seen, it represents what this news anchor was feeling, which was frustration and sadness, because he really wanted to be that provider for the family. But honestly, what is wrong with men wanting to be the provider? I don't see an issue with that. That's, one of my favorite qualities that I love about my husband is that he wants to be the provider. And honestly, if you act like Abby, I can see why you'd still be single, because honestly, she's a fucking bitch. Honestly, like he calls her out for killing his buzz on one of the biggest nights of his life, right? He gets on some talk show and she literally just goes to ruin his night. And honestly, she's super shady because she literally made such a big deal about getting in a relationship and then gets this fancy weekend only to blow it off for work. And she's such a fucking drama queen. Like she gets mad at Mike because Mike actually turns out being right. Right. For those of us who've watched the film, one of the story plots is that the main story plot is that he's helping her get the neighbor, which she does get the neighbor because she does do everything Mike says and it works. But then she's complicated Abby, right? And then she gets mad at Mike for actually getting the guy, right? There's that scene and she pulls off the hair wig and she's like, oh, I was just being a girl, a stupid guy told me to be. Oh my God, boo hoo. If you remember at the beginning of the deal, Miss Abby, you said, okay, I will do everything you say to get the boyfriend. And if he were to lose, he would have quit. But he didn't have to quit because it turns out he was right. And that's the thing about it. That was the agreement she made at the beginning of all this. So yeah, I don't know. I get that she was all high strung. They had that really sexy dancing scene, which also leads me to another natural fact about women and men is the fact of like, in those moments of fighting, you know, in those moments where you're fighting with your spouse and you feel like things are coming down, women want that guy to just pull up and step up and fill into that superhero role and tell them everything's going to be okay and say just reassurance. I really feel that women look for reassurance more than men, right? Men want the respect. They want to feel valued, respected in their house. But women need that reassurance, which in real life, if Mike had just given her that reassurance in the hallway of the hotel and he just said, oh yeah, I actually do like you, then the movie obviously would have been done. But of course, this is a Hollywood movie and they had to spike it up with their twists, which leads me to the thing that I hate most about Hollywood is that it doesn't matter what type of movie it is, it will never be complete without some sort of rape joke. So, you know, at the very end, there is a trigger warning for that. But of course, the movie had to end with a classic under the sheet scene where Mike's character is literally dripping in sweat. And he's actually second guessing himself if he's actually made her come or not. And she answers with, I guess we will never know. One, this is a girl who literally did not masturbate, everybody. This is a girl who did not masturbate. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the movie, she's some star-studded sex symbol with her perfect hair. Yeah, it's just so unrelatable. But of course, that's Hollywood. But I do want to ask something for you guys. There's one scene, okay? And I want to know if you guys hear what I hear. But the version that I watched, and my husband and I watched it like three times, but during the time where they say erections, at the same time, there's words that slip out that say Sesame Street at the same time. You guys listen to it, you guys hear it, you guys let me know because I just think that's super creepy. But that is really what I have for the ugly truth. I really feel that Mike has been victimized in this and that we have used the term misogyny when it's not. This guy's not hating on women at all. And so, yeah, you guys let me know. Watch the film. Let me know what you think. But as for next week, I will be bringing on sex, love, and relationship coach and pleasure witch, Nadia Loon. And we are going to discuss sex magic. So I'm very excited about that. So I will keep you posted. But that's it for me. You guys know what to do. Have yourself a great weekend and stay kinky.